The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday was opening day baseball. Did you see what I did for lunch?
I did. I do believe I saw the correct one. You've got 10 million food videos on your Instagram.
Well, I was in Dunwoody around lunchtime. I played some tennis.
I do know where you went for lunch.
And there's
You went to see our friend Billy.
Yeah, Billy Kramer at NFA Burger.
Yes.
And
that looked spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, NFA is a smash burger sensation. But have you heard about this new outfield market?
Yes, I've read about it. Have not been to Truist Park.
I haven't since. This is a content lover's dream, and I'm curious if anybody out there has sampled the outfield, essentially food hall. So NFA's got sliders out there. Okay, then there's Velvet Taco when they have three locations in Atlanta, Taqueria Tsunami. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Taqueria Tsunami.
Yep.
Pepper's Hot Dogs, also an Atlanta brand. Here's the big one, dude. I mean, here's where it all comes together. Fred's Meat and Bread, which has the finest cheesesteak I would argue I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Including Philadelphia. Dude, they use like prime rib. It's ridiculously good meal. Fred's Meat and Bread, they're out
there. That's all available at Truist Park now?
This is what I'm in this food hall. Coop's Wings, and a dessert spot as well. But get NFA and Fred's Meat and Bread out there and Velvet. I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. So that, I mean, that to me is the most important thing I have going in my life right now. I have to go sample that.
Can I? Yeah, I would 100% agree with that. I need to do that as well. Can I tell you about one meal that I had in San Diego that just blew my socks off? We're walking down Pacific Beach. We're on the boardwalk. My buddy's like, I got to take you to Nico's, Nico's Fish Market.
Okay.
What is Nico's? It is a dive. Steps off the beach, a straight dive. You walk in, it is a true fish market. You got your busher. This is a fish market. Nico himself works behind the counter. Nico, in the mornings, gets in his boat, catches the catch of the day, and then he makes the menu based off the catch. So I said, what's for today? They said fish burritos. It was like some halibut or something that he had just caught.
Dude, that's awesome.
What a great story. Ridiculous. It was like a Chipotle burrito, massive, with this fish that was just caught mere hours ago.
You ever travel through Greece or other towns where you're in these little fishing towns and literally they're just like, let's just see what the fisherman has. And they bring you the table, like the four fish they just caught like an hour ago. And you pick one and they just saute it up. It's super fresh, whatever. That's cool. That's the way to do things. All right, let me give you our three strikes. Get that lined up here.
Okay.
First off, the most impressive record in all of sports. What do you think is the most impressive record in all of sports? Your favorite place in Florida. Mm. Your favorite place. Should I say favorite town or just leave it open-ended?
I think place is perfect, yeah.
Okay. And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog? What are the appropriate toppings for a hot dog? I'll just throw it out to room. Dylan, what do you put on a hot dog?
I like the works on a hot dog. Give me ketchup, give me mustard, give me pickle relish, give me diced onions. And am I missing anything? That's
coleslaw, chili, any of that?
Nah, I'm good on both of those.
Man, it just depends, man. I love a good, great chili dog, chili cheese dog. But then at the same time, I love a good mustard, ketchup, relish mix.
Okay, I can go two ways here. And one, first off, answer to the question is a Chicago dog. A Chicago dog is the perfect hot dog.
Yeah, I kind of love a Chicago
specifically,
dog.
Specifically, no ketchup. Second, as I was driving to the airport last week, I passed by the Varsity and I said, you know what? A chili dog from the Varsity never misses.
You literally pulled in and pulled that off?
No, I did not pull that off, but I thought aloud to myself, a chili dog from the Varsity never misses. And I'll tell you, for me, it's nostalgic because until we were 10, 11 years old is when we moved to Atlanta. So whenever we came to visit our grandparents, first stop after the airport, Varsity. Loved it.
That was a staple. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Loved it.
So there's some history there.
So Chicago dog, number one, perfect hot dog. Number two, you cannot go wrong with a Varsity chili dog.
All right, there you go. So 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. 29. Tough rain out yesterday, but everybody knew pretty early that thing wasn't going to happen, right? If you saw the weather reports, that game will be made up in August, I believe.
August 9th.
Okay. So now you sit with that really ugly record.
1-8, worst in the majors.
So you had the 10-0 explosion. That's just the funny thing about sports, Mitch. What do they say, that momentum is only as good as the next day starting pitcher or whatever, depending on what happens? Although I didn't think that, you know, Cal Quantrill was going to be the guy that would shut you down. But you go from a 10-0 to a 3-0. All those guys that got hot, listen, you're home for five, right? It's supposed to be six. Now you're home for five. Just get a little momentum going, right?
Something, please. Two out of three against the Phillies is much needed. Three out of three.
Yeah, I agree. You have to just keep winning series.
Yes.
Because the road is to get to 500, right? However path, you know, over the next month or so, you've dug a significant hole, right? And now it's about just getting some consistency, specifically offensively, where, you know, you're already six games out of first behind the Phillies. The Phillies have started at 7-2. I think they took two out of three from the Dodgers. They did over the weekend. By the way, the Padres, who came undefeated over to the East Coast as well. Remember, they were 15-0 combined, those two. The Padres came back down earth. They lost two out of three to the Cubbies, and the Cubs are in first place in their division as well. So, you know, great TV this week to see the Phillies in town. Masters week, Braves and Phillies, also for three nights starting tomorrow, getting Chris Sale back out there. So now now you go about the work, you're getting respectable. So that's part of what you have to be thinking about. If you're thinking about Augusta and the Masters and storylines outside of Rory McIlroy, what is it that – is there a legacy at stake for any of these guys more so than others? Is this, again – it's Scottie Scheffler's word. All these other guys just living in it. Like, what's your energy?
You know, I think the legacy question is firmly on Rory McIlroy. And I was listening to a golf commentator the other week simply talk about, until Rory gets it done, he will always go into the Masters with this high of expectation. He will never show up to Augusta National, Rory McIlroy, to where he is not the top storyline because of how good of a golfer he is, because of how many tournaments he's won, and because this one is so elusive for him. I think there's 6 to 8 Georgia Bulldogs who are in the field as well, so there'll be a little hometown flavor in Augusta this week as far as Georgia Bulldog golfers.
That's how many there are?
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great, great week. But you're talking about some guys like a Colin Morikawa, who I think is very live this week. Ludwig Åberg is live as well. Yeah. Going to be phenomenal week of golf at Augusta National. And I was watching the Augusta Women's Amateur Championship on Saturday. That golf course looks just ridiculously pristine right now. It looks so good. Augusta National, of course.
So they were there playing in the
final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur was on Saturday. Yes. Yeah, so if you had passes, you could go as a patron and get on the grounds early and have access to the merchandising tent before the craziness of today starts.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, the par three on Wednesday, great opportunity. Practice rounds, people are going to be okay for today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First chance to see the course and see what the fallout is from the storms and the trees and everything else. So that's going to be going on. So, you know, it's just one of these classic Atlanta weeks, you know, where folks are going to be renting houses up and down within hours to go there.
I'm sure Sandy will have a busy, busy week at the lake as well, because that's a short drive over to Augusta.
The private flights.
Oh, you'll see some serious hardware on that private jet runway.
That private jet runway is ridiculous, right? Most crowded day, would you think maybe Saturday for the big wigs? Right?
Definitely Saturday. I mean, Sunday is a prized day as well, but sometimes it's also on Easter Sunday, but it's not this year.
Okay. But there are a lot of folks that by Sunday, these big wigs, they're out.
Yeah.
They're not sticking around till 7 o'clock.
That's right.
The end of the day. Just wanted to be close on Sunday. You want that drama down the stretch.
Back nine at Augusta. Yeah. Nothing better.
You want to have it on Saturday and Sunday, just seeing who's the top of the leaderboard. So some of the best television for sure.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's time for you to sound off.
1, 2.
With three strikes.
Quit your whining.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
404-726-0929. Chief, thanks for being a part of the program. Good morning, Chief.
What's happening, Chief?
How are we doing today, filling in for your guys?
All right, man, y'all doing a great job. Kept me entertained.
Okay. Well, it's not our first rodeo, you know. Hey, most impressive record in all of sports?
Cal Ripken. It's got to be Cal. Because these players now, they just won't stay healthy.
Your favorite place in Florida?
Daytona Beach.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
Easy. Mustard and onion. That's all you need, steak. Mustard and onion.
Why is ketchup so controversial with folks?
Because ketchup's not that good.
You know my fraternity, because I like ketchup on a lot of my meals when I was a freshman at Tulane. I had to carry around a bottle of ketchup and do them. This is not the worst hazing. It was worse. But I had to do shots of ketchup. Anytime a brother.
No.
He'd just walk up to me, do a shot of ketchup.
No.
Yeah. It could have been worse. It could have been like mayo, right?
That would be worse.
Shapiro, give me a shot. Could have been tequila. Right? It was ketchup.
That could be better than ketchup.
Hey, Neil, in Dalton, what's the most impressive record in all of sports?
Hey, I've got to say it's Cal Ripken as well. My son was able to get his autograph back when he was 7, and he's 30 now. So
that's awesome.
Your favorite place in Florida?
I'd have to go with Sanibel Captiva and definitely eating at the Bubble Room.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
I'm a little... probably just kraut, spicy brown mustard.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Okay.
Love that.
Solid. Thank you, sir. William in Austell, what's the most impressive record in all sports?
Good morning, guys. Great show. I got to go with the 6 consecutive Jordan wins, man, in the championship, man.
6-0 in the finals, 6 MVPs.
Absolutely. That's definitely the highlight of it all.
Your favorite place in Florida?
Got to go with them powder sand beaches in Destin, my man.
30A, Destin, great.
Going to be packed this week.
Oh, it's going to be bananas. I love Orange Beach also. Used to be kind of a
sleepy. Yeah, Orange Beach is great too, man. I love Orange Beach too.
Gotten too popular down there. What are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
I got to go with everybody else, man, especially Day-Day. Day-Day said, I love a good chili dog. There's this one spot in Chester, Pennsylvania. It's no longer there. It's called John Dog. It's the best chili sauce ever made in the entire world. And I got to go with just the regular onions, mustard, and relish, and the sliced
onions.
That's
a lot going on. Thank you, buddy. Ricky,
what are your thoughts on the varsity? You kind of like poo-pooed me.
Listen, everybody has their Everybody has their
bougie
passions.
Steak. Okay, I get it.
Oh, listen.
I get it.
I love the
I might go there after the show.
I love the tradition. Hey, Ricky and Noonan. Hey, Ricky, what's the most impressive record in sports?
Well, I happen to, this is an obvious choice, but I happen to run against this guy in his first race back in the early 70s. His name was Edwin Moses. And his first race was at the Morehouse Relays, and I ran at Tech, and he ran for Morehouse, and he had a dual degree from Georgia Tech. But he went 11 years without losing.
Losing a race.
Wow.
Incredible. Without losing a race, right?
Right. Well, he won every race.
Yeah. Your favorite place in Florida?
Sandestin.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
Chili and mustard. Go with Drew.
There you go.
What's a Chicago dog has the...
Sport peppers, tomato, pickle.
Was it Portillo's?
Relish. Oh, Portillo's. I cannot wait until that location opens up here.